We are a sports-loving country, and it's rare for any school at any level to not have sports teams. Rogue Community College is among the rare, or has been until very recently. RCC is the community college for Jackson and Josephine counties, and it has fielded no teams in any sports. That is about to change with plans for a starter set of sports teams. For that, we turn to Corey Bieber, who is the Vice President of Student Services and now adds Athletic Director to her title at RCC. She's in the studio with me. Corey, welcome.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Good morning.
And on the phone, we have Marco Azurdia, who's the Executive Director of the Northwest Athletic Conference. Do you go by NWAC at that conference?
Yes, we do, Jeff.
All right. Marco, thanks for joining us today as well.
Thanks for having me.
So, Corey, let's talk about some of the basic issues with, it's not every community college that has sports teams for sure, so you're not terribly unusual at the community college level, but was it a conscious decision not to have sports teams, or it has to be a conscious decision to have them?
Yeah, I think it's a conscious decision to have them. So it was recently brought to us by a dedicated group of local community members who were interested in getting a soccer team started at RCC.
Was part of the reason because there's a pretty good number of soccer players in the area who would attend community college?
Yes, I think that's exactly right.
Interesting. So was this coming from the Medford side, from the Grants Pass side?
No, it came from a group of dedicated coaches in Grants Pass, and they brought the proposal to the college 3 years ago and came prepared to do most of the work, recruit the students. They prepared the field, volunteered a lot of their time, and really got the program started.
So it sounds like they've really put RCC in a position of not having to do very much, really, in a sense.
Absolutely. They really did most of the work. I think we provided some of the structure. The NWAC gave us some guidelines to help us begin our club soccer program. Because we weren't part of the league, we did not have to follow those rules, but we wanted to practice and see if we could meet those requirements while club soccer developed.
And so, Marco, is there the Northwest Athletic Conference, or NWAC, how many schools are involved in that conference?
Jeff, we have 35 schools that are in Oregon, Washington, one school in Idaho, and one community college in British Columbia. And so, as I said, 35 schools, and we govern the athletic opportunities and experiences for these community colleges.
And so, how common is it for two-year schools to have sports programs? I'm working under the assumption that that not that many do.
I would say in Washington, the majority of the community colleges do have athletics. In Oregon, not the same amount. But, you know, if you go across the country, the National Junior College Athletic Association has over 550 community colleges that offer athletic programs, and the California system offers well over 100 as well. So, it's common.
And so, what were some of the steps you had to go through at the RCC campus, Corey? And you have several campuses, obviously. You've got the Table Rock campus, the Redwood campus, the Riverside campus, Table Rock in White City, Riverside in Medford, Redwood in Grants Pass. Where are the programs going to be based, and where are your fields going to be, all that sort of thing?
Well, it's going to be an interesting beginning because we do serve Jackson and Josephine County, and we have feeder high schools, obviously, in both those counties. So we hope to host home games in both Grants Pass and in Medford using existing facilities. So we would rent fields in Grants Pass and rent fields in Medford and have alternative home games.
And how soon will the teams actually take the field?
They will begin in the fall.
Really, that soon? So you mentioned that it had been a club sport thus far, so they've had a chance to essentially practice being an intercollegiate kind of thing. And so, Marco, have they been playing other schools in the NWAC already?
Yeah, the past 2 years, Rogue has scheduled many of our schools in Oregon that offer soccer. I believe they even scheduled a couple schools in Washington, and then we invited them to participate in our friendlies tournament, which is an opening weekend of soccer in which we have 44 to 48 teams playing. So they were able to experience kind of a tournament feel and then able to schedule some games with community colleges in our conference.
And so, Corey Bieber, how big a task is it? And obviously, you mentioned a lot of the work had already been done by the soccer boosters. So how big a task then? I mean, what kind of commitments does this require from RCC as an institution? from the administration and from budget, for example?
Well, in my opinion, it's a tremendous commitment. You're really creating an entire department. So all the way from mission and vision to expectations for athletes, budgeting requirements, building a booster club. Currently, we're in the process of forming an advisory board that will help guide the development of RCC athletics and the development of a booster club, because we definitely will need community support, both for the program and for the students.
We're talking about a community college, in this case RCC in Medford, Grants Pass, and White City, starting up sports programs with Corey Bieber, who is the Vice President of Student Services and now the Athletic Director as well, and Marco Azurdia, who's the Executive Director of the conference the RCC Ospreys will play in, the Northwest Athletic Conference. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760. That's anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760. By email, jx@jeffnet.org, or check out our Facebook page, and you can see a picture of Corey looking back at you from just a few moments ago. So it is just soccer at the beginning, or soccer and another sport, is that right?
Yes, we're going to begin with soccer and cross country. So we feel that these two sports offer a tremendous opportunity for local athletes in our community to participate in community college athletics. So these students already leave our district to go play at other community colleges. And Rogue currently captures about 55% of all the high school graduates in our region, and we'd really like to increase that number. And we have over 100 academic programs, degrees, and certificates, and we feel like the way to reach a new population is with a new opportunity. And cross-country and soccer are where we decided to begin.
55%?
Yes.
Really, 55% of the high school graduates in the region go end up at RCC?
That's correct.
That's a pretty amazing figure. Is it a fairly standard figure for community colleges?
I think it's a low figure for community college. Students at community colleges are generally on their way to something else. So they are on their way to work, they're on their way to a better job, or they're on their way to a university. And so time at a community college is really a time of really tremendous growth and development. And so we think that a lot of our local high school students will have the opportunity to develop athletically as well as academically and socially, save money, obviously, develop financially. And I think that that will contribute to a higher level of enrollment. People will see Rogue Community College differently because we've added athletics. It adds something new to the college.
I was going to ask if that was any particular enticement, perhaps, for more students to show up, if it might actually impact enrollment positively.
Yeah, absolutely. We found from the Marco has connected me to some local resources, and at Spokane Falls Community College, they've found that for every two athletes they recruit, one non-athlete comes to campus. And I think it just contributes to the feel. We've seen that with club soccer. It has contributed to a new campus feel. Faculty and staff come to the games and they talk about it at meetings. Student government has decided to alter the way they serve students and get more involved with athletics. So it's really just been a surprisingly positive thing for campus life.
There must be some travel issues involved, though, because you've got students from all three campuses trying to find places to get together to practice and be able to get to their games. And they've got, in some cases, about 30 miles, 35 miles to travel.
Yes, you're exactly right. I think you'll find that a lot of our academic programs are only offered on one campus. There are some feeder opportunities, but Rogue Community College students are, I believe, used to traveling to class and to access what they'd like to do. And one of the beautiful things that the club soccer team has done is practice in Medford and Grants Pass alternatively. The students have formed carpools with the new transportation system that crosses our two counties. We're hopeful that that might make it easier for students to access.
Four times a day bus. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's a great opportunity for our students.
Marco Azurdia, let's talk about the level of competition in the Northwest Athletic Conference, or among junior colleges generally. I know there are some junior colleges that are big enough to have football programs. Cam Newton comes to mind, who went to Auburn and the Heisman Trophy from his years in junior college. How competitive are the sports, and how much changeover is there, for example, in the program, since the students are generally there for 2 years?
Yeah, I think, you know, to your last question first, there's always just a lot of changeover because of the nature of the business we're in. I mean, we're a two-year community college, and as Corey said, these students are typically on their way to somewhere else. And so there is turnover. It's an interesting, when you're coaching in a community college league, the amount of recruiting that you have to continually do, I think, is magnified because you do have the student-athletes for such a short term. In terms of our competition, we feel like we have a pretty good brand in terms of competing across the country. There are oftentimes our teams will play some California schools. They'll play some schools that are in the National Junior College Association, and they actually handle themselves quite well. And, you know, we're all on a kind of a different level in terms of the National Junior College level. They get full-ride scholarships at many of their institutions. Our institutions only provide maybe a tuition waiver or, in the state of Washington, you know, a 65% scholarship. So our student-athletes are legitimately students first. I mean, they have to go to school. They've got to maintain a high GPA to participate. In fact, our GPA is much higher than the National Junior College level to stay academically eligible. And many of our student athletes, Jeff, they move on to play at other places. They'll play at the four-year level, whether it's Division One. A lot of our student athletes are playing Division Two, Division Three, and the NAIA level. So we feel pretty good about the level of competition and the ability for our student athletes to compete at a higher level.
Do the 2 years of eligibility that they use at junior colleges, if they use both years, end up counting against them? For example, if they transfer to a four-year institution, will they have used up 2 years of college eligibility?
That is correct. They would use up what would be considered a freshman and sophomore year of their eligibility.
All right, so nobody gets to play college sports for 6 years.
No, unless there's a medical, you know, they do have issues with medical hardship and medical red shirts that potentially a student would play longer because they didn't get to play their full year somewhere earlier in their career.
Corey Bieber, why Ospreys or Ospreys? I guess we all differ on the pronunciation of that word, but you got a name for the team already.
That's correct. Rogue has had a mascot since we opened in the 70s. Our school colors are blue and green, and we've been the Ospreys since the beginning. Just no reason to apply that. Our student government uses that mascot, and around campus you'll see pictures of the Osprey and carved wooden statues hanging from different places or placed around campus, and now we're bringing it to life.
So you mentioned that there'll be home games at Grants Pass and Medford. I mean, are there actual fields? I mean, there is at the Redwood campus, isn't there?
There is a field at the Redwood campus. It's not in great shape. It's got a big crown in the center, and our club soccer team has played there and hosted teams. So it's playable. It's not the kind of field that we'd love to host other teams on.
All right. So where likely our home game is going to be?
That's still to be determined. There are several fields, both in Jackson and Josephine County. The soccer community, as you mentioned, is huge.
And Marco, from your experience, how far will visitors have to travel? How far will RCC's teams have to travel for soccer and cross country contests?
Well, they're in soccer. Their league matches would consist of teams Southwestern Oregon and Coos Bay to Portland Community College up here in the Portland area, and then when they play a non-league game, they would be playing teams in Washington. So the good thing about the travel is, and that Rogue is bringing both men and women in, is that our teams usually travel together. The women play first, and then the men play second. So we try to consolidate the travel, and you know, that's one of our issues in our league. Is our conference goes, as I said, it extends to British Columbia, to as far south as now Rogue, to as far east as Ontario, Oregon. So travel is an issue, but we really try to make sure they can play as many doubleheaders as they possibly can.
All right. Exciting times ahead for the folks at Rogue Community College, getting a chance to come to soccer and cross-country matches coming up this fall. Marco Azzurdi, you heard on the phone, is the executive director of the Northwest Athletic Conference. Corey Bieber is the vice president of student services and now as well the athletic director at RCC. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much.